MotoGP grid changes could prevent future crashes. The recent pileup during Sunday's Hungarian Grand Prix has raised concerns about the safety of MotoGP's current grid layout. The incident involved five riders, including three championship leaders, and resulted in one rider requiring surgery. This is not an isolated incident. A similar crash occurred at the Barcelona circuit earlier this year, leaving Johann Zarco with serious injuries. Both incidents highlight the potential risks associated with the traditional three-bike Spiro grid system. The proposed F1-style starting procedure could be the solution to these problems. By lining up two bikes per row instead of three, MotoGP aims to increase the space between riders and reduce the likelihood of collisions during the first lap. This change would also allow riders more room to maneuver into Turn 1, reducing the risk of accidents. MotoGP Chief Sporting Officer Carlos Ezpeleta acknowledged that there are areas for improvement in the current grid layout. He stated that the organization is considering changes to increase space between riders and reduce contact between bikes. While it's unclear whether this change will be implemented, it's a positive step towards prioritizing rider safety. The proposal has sparked debate among fans and experts about the potential impact on racing dynamics. Some argue that reducing the number of bikes per row could lead to slower lap times, while others believe that increased space between riders would allow for more aggressive driving styles. As MotoGP continues to evolve, it's essential to prioritize rider safety above all else. The recent incidents serve as a stark reminder of the risks involved in this high-speed sport. Any changes made to the grid layout must be carefully considered to ensure they improve safety without compromising the competitive nature of the series. The F1-style starting procedure is being tested for the first time at the 2026 French GP. If successful, it could become a permanent fixture in MotoGP's grid layout. This would mark a significant shift in the sport's approach to safety, and fans will be eagerly watching to see how this change affects the racing. MotoGP has a history of adapting to changing circumstances to improve rider safety. The switch from four riders per row to three in 2004 was a major overhaul that prioritized safety above all else. If the proposed grid changes are implemented, it would continue this trend and demonstrate a commitment to protecting riders. The Hungarian Grand Prix incident highlights the need for MotoGP to re-examine its starting procedure. By making changes to increase space between riders, the series can reduce the risk of accidents and create a safer environment for competitors. As the sport continues to evolve, it's essential to prioritize rider safety above all else. The proposed grid changes are a positive step towards reducing the risks involved in MotoGP. Whether or not these changes will be implemented remains to be seen, but one thing is certain: the safety of riders must always be the top priority.